passport, check. Euros, check. Train ticket, check.
Oh no, I forgot the Flight Free podcast.
Check in with the Flight Free podcast. Imagine where we can take you. Don't forget to carry us in your pocket for destination inspiration.
Hello, hi everyone, and thank you for tuning in for the final episode of the 2022 series of the Flight Free podcast. I'm Anna, the director of Flight Free UK, and this month we are joined by Sunita, Lou, Gemma, Evie and Amy from the team. Say hi everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So as it's coming to the end of the year, we thought it would be nice to reflect on how the year's gone for each of us and also to look ahead to Flight Free 2023, which will be launching on the 1st of January next year. So firstly, let's think about 2022 and the year we've just had. Now, this has been the first year for a little while that we've kind of almost sort of got back to whatever normal is. So we've only been running for 3 years, and the first couple of years of our pledge were very dominated by COVID and the coronavirus pandemic. But it kind of feels, doesn't it, that this year we've been able to get away a bit more and maybe we've been able to experience foreign travel for the first time in a few years. So should we start with kind of focusing on that? So what has your experience been of this year, and have you managed to get away anywhere? Who wants to go first? Evie, do you want to go first?
Yes, I can go first. So I've really enjoyed this year. I've had years previously where I haven't flown, but this was the first year where it was a very conscious decision. So taking the pledge, committing to not fly. And as we've touched on before, I think for so many people, as it was for me, flying can just be seen as the default option. It's what everyone goes to, what everyone talks about. So suddenly completely changing the way I was thinking was amazing. And there was one trip in particular that I took to visit a friend who lives in Cologne, and she was my university roommate. And I'd visited her 5 years previously and had just flown to see her. She'd said, "Do you want to come?" I said, "Yeah." She sent me links to plane tickets. I'd booked it. And then this year, when looking at going, I actually realized it was such an easy train journey to make, a really easy place to go without flying. And I think suddenly so much has actually opened up through taking the pledge and realizing there's so many places that you can still access, that you can still get to and see without needing to fly. And I think, you know, that side of the pledge has been really inspiring. And I feel like now my default has changed. So if I would go to look somewhere, it's looking at the trains, looking at the ferries, looking at the buses.
Oh, that's great to hear, Evie. That's really good that your default has changed. I guess that's kind of the point of what we're doing the campaign for. So that's really amazing. And your friend, what did she think about you taking the train to see her? Was she surprised?
Yeah, I think initially she was surprised, because when she's come to the UK, it's always been by flying. But yeah, she was saying that that's a really amazing thing to do and something that she would definitely look at doing in the future if she was to visit, which is exciting.
Yes, that is really exciting. And a great example of how our actions and choices have an impact just beyond our own behaviour. Oh, that's really brilliant, Evie. Well done. And let's hope your friend also discovers the joy of overland travel. Okay, who should we have next? Gemma, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, it's been a really good year. Of not flying again. I don't know how many years I haven't flown for, actually. I can't remember. But it's been, I definitely didn't fly last year and the year before. So I think this is the third year potentially. But it's been a really good year. I've been to over to Germany, and but mostly been around the UK, and it's been just lovely just to actually just explore places that I've always wanted to go and never been. So I went up to York, and I've never been to York, and it's just beautiful up there. And we've just had loads of really great trips just around the UK. So it's been a really good year, and I'm happy to keep my feet on the ground.
Yeah, it's a great excuse to discover the UK, isn't it? I think we're often distracted by all the places we can go if we fly. But then if you just take those options off the table, you're kind of forced to look closer to home. And Well, it's not a bad thing at all, is it? Because it means we discover all of these places that we've never been to. As you've said, you'd never been to York. So, yeah, I know that we did a lot more of that kind of doorstep discovery during the pandemic. But it's nice to remember that's still legitimate travel, even though things have opened up a bit more now. So, yeah. And York is a really great city.
Oh, it's beautiful. And it was also, I thought it was going to be cold, but it was like in the middle of the heat wave. So it was like 25 degrees and we were like, oh, wow. But it was, no, it was so, so lovely. We actually took, we went on another train ride, but it was like one of those really old style steam trains that takes you all around the countryside with like a meal and bubbly and stuff like that. So it was, it was really great.
Lovely, yeah. Those heritage railways are really cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
Probably not so great with the coal-powered steam engines, though.
Yeah, but... I realised as I was saying that, I was like, yeah, not that great for the environment, sorry. But it was a short train ride. But when we took our summer holiday to Cornwall, and my partner is German and his sister came with us this time, and they usually fly his family, but she took the train. So I was like, yes, great. And we could exchange journey tips, and she had a really smooth journey. So that was really nice.
Oh, that's brilliant. So whereabouts in Germany did she travel from? Because not all places are as easy as Cologne.
So she lives in Munich. It's just a really easy journey down, and I'm going over for Christmas, and from Paris it's 4.5 hours. So it's just, if you know, sometimes the Eurostar is can be the real sort of time suck on that, but if you're going straight from within Europe, it's just so easy and fast, and yeah, brilliant. So
brilliant. Well, hope the Christmas journey goes well, and hope that your partner's sister does a bit more exploring by train. Okay, so let's come to you now, Amy. So you've been on the team for a couple of years now, haven't you? So this is your second year of taking the pledge, isn't it? So how has this year been for you?
So I signed the pledge last year and then this year as well. Again, had a really lovely year, a bit like Gemma, sort of been exploring the UK, been to London, the Peak District, and up to Scotland, which I've never been to Scotland before, so to spend sort of the weekend there was really nice. But yeah, I feel like last year when I signed the pledge, whenever I would sort of speak about it, we were still sort of coming out of that COVID bubble a little bit. So I didn't really know anyone who was flying, so I'd talk about it and then, you know, I would get a reaction, but a lot of the people that I knew weren't flying anyway, so there was never really a chance to discuss holidays and say, oh, did you think about taking an alternative method or anything like that? But this year, a lot of people have been thinking about holidays and have been going on holidays. I've been asked to go on holiday twice on two separate occasions, and that would have involved flying. So I said, I'm really sorry, I'd love to come, but I've decided to be flight free for the year. And that, they opened up a lot of good conversations, I think. And it made me feel really sort of determined and feel like I was really sticking to my commitments and values and making that clear to other people. So that was really nice this year.
Yeah, that's such a major part of this, isn't it? To talk about the pledge. And those conversations can be quite difficult, but hopefully the campaign facilitates that. So you can just say, oh, well, I'm taking part in this pledge, so I won't be able to join you for that holiday. Or would you consider doing something else that I can join you for? Has anyone else had any of those kinds of experiences and conversations this year? Evie, yep.
Yeah, I've definitely had them with a lot of people, as Amy says, where they've suggested holidays and you're saying, oh, I wouldn't be able to come because I'm choosing to be flight free for this year. And while some of them have still gone on to take flights or fly spaces, I have also had a few people, you know, saying, oh, you'd be proud of me, I took the train instead of flying, or, you know, I've got the ferry here. Definitely heard a few conversations of people going, oh, don't tell Evie because I'm flying. And even though, yes, they've taken the flight, I guess in a way there's still some positive in that they're thinking about it or at least conscious of it. Whereas before, I think it wasn't ever something we discussed as friends. So I just think it's on people's minds more. And maybe next year some of them will take that pledge.
Yeah, I sometimes have that too from friends who are like, oh, don't tell Anna I took a flight. But then they also say, you have inspired me to take the train. So we are shifting the narrative in general away from people taking flights without really thinking about it. So that is brilliant. Sunita, do you want to add something?
Yeah, so this year I've noticed a lot more people, both people I know and people I don't know, talking a lot more about not flying and being really conscious about the way they're traveling around. And it's been really nice to see. So I've had personal friends say things to me about how they're trying to take the train instead of a plane for some journeys at least. And then I've also had them tell stories of friends that they've also had conversations with about it, and then they've pointed them to the campaign, which has been really cool. And I've bumped into one couple on a train who were talking about not flying, and we just talked about how amazing the train ride was and the journey and the scenery and all this stuff. And it was really positive and it was really lovely to just hear that they were thinking about it and they were really trying to do something. And this year I've seen a lot more consciousness around the way we travel and it being for the climate, and that's a really great thing to see.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, next let's come to you, Lou. So you're another person who's joined the pledge this year. So you might have had flight free years in the past, but this is the first time it's kind of official. So how's it been for you being involved in the campaign this year?
Yeah, I've not flown for 3 years, but this is my official year of taking the pledge. And similar to Evie, it's been nice to have that conscious decision and know my reasoning behind it. And it's definitely been a conversation starter. Sometimes more interesting, thought-provoking conversations. Sometimes ones that people have just sort of brushed it off and been like, oh, that's a bit strange. But at the same time, it's still a great way to engage with people. And I've had some nice trips away as well. I've been to York quite a few times. It's just so nice, and it's such a nice journey from Liverpool across to York through all like lovely scenery. And I had a lovely trip to camping in Edale, which was just like so beautiful. And I really want to get back into camping more often as well, especially for saving money. I think that's been really useful. Another thing I've noticed this year is I've been involved with a bit more grassroots environmental climate activism and met loads of new amazing people who are all doing great work. And when I speak about being flight free, it's often something I think people have forgotten, and they go, oh, I sometimes have to fly, and I think they feel a bit of perhaps shame around it. But definitely I think it's a nice place to signpost them to the website and sort of remind people that it is a big part of taking environmental activism can be in the form of taking the flight free pledge.
Oh, definitely. And thanks for pointing people in our direction. I think it can get a bit overwhelming when you're campaigning on the climate and you sometimes forget that your own actions are really important, as well as fighting airport expansion and oil giants and what have you. So yeah, thanks Lou for bringing it all back to what we can all do. Okay, on to Sunita. I know you already just shared how you think people's perception of travel is changing, but do you want to also share how this year has been for you?
Yeah, I think this year has been really exciting. It's obviously, as you said before, it's one of the first years that we've kind of in recent times been able to move around a little bit more freely without the pandemic being at the forefront of everything that we do. And so that has opened up a few more opportunities this year, I think. And for me personally, so I, back in May, I went to Scotland and travelled around via a van, which was excellent and really nice to just see those remote landscapes and places that I'd never, ever been to in Scotland before. There's a lot of Scotland that I haven't seen still, and I just think it's an absolutely phenomenal place to have so close to us. There's a lot of firsts for me as well, in that this year I went interrailing for the first time. I took advantage of a deal that they had on at the time to get a half price fare for one of their passes, and then I just obviously can work from anywhere. So I took advantage of that and saw some incredible places and mixed it up with working from wherever I was, but then seeing friends that I hadn't seen for a while and seeing different people and attending some family events as well. And that was really, really incredible. And then I also took the Eurostar for the first time. So I'd never taken the Eurostar before this year. That was really exciting. And then that was actually for a work trip for the Action Against Aviation conference in Lille. And so that was amazing, because that was like, to me, you know, just being on the Eurostar was really fun. And then the fact that you could get to Lille in just under a couple of hours from London was incredible. It was so fast. And so, yeah, I've actually been really lucky and just had some really amazing experiences in lots of different places, and all with lots of different vibes, but all completely flight free and all so varied in their holiday type or type of trip.
Awesome. Thanks, Anita. Okay, so I better share my own travel stories. So this year is the first year I went abroad since before the pandemic. It's interesting, isn't it? So much of our messaging is about that you don't have to travel abroad to have a great travel experience. As we've just explored, there are so many places here on our doorstep that many of us have never been to. However, I have done a lot of touring in the UK. So actually, every so often, it is great to hop on a train or a bike and get across the channel and find new places. And this year, my journey was from Lyon to Milan by bicycle. And I got the train to Lyon and I came back from Milan by train. And this was with a group of other people. So we all cycled across the Alps from France to Italy. And I was so pleased not to be the only person who hadn't flown there. It was such a wonderful conversation and so empowering and impressive to kind of get there and be like, oh, for once, I'm not the only one. So there were three other people who had also taken the train for the same reason as me, for climate reasons. And it really did make me think, yes, the message is getting through. And I actually had quite a funny conversation on the first evening with the guy sitting next to me, who he was one of the ones who had flown there. And he said he had flown because it was cheaper. So I said, OK, how much was your journey? And he said, oh, 40 quid or whatever. And I said, but how much was it really? So we worked it out. So including getting to the airport and baggage and all the extra stuff you have to pay, it cost him £95 in total. And so I just very, very smugly told him that my whole journey had cost £85. And that included everything. So I took three trains and a ferry. So yeah, I could say to him, it's not cheaper to fly. generally about the campaign and how it's been this year. As some of you have said, it feels like more people are cottoning on to the conversation, which is obviously exactly why we're here. And that's exactly why you guys give up your time to help promote the campaign, and why me and Sunita slog our guts out to get people to hear about it. Because it really is about getting that conversation in front of more people. Because people are inspired by this, and they will change their habits and they will change their behaviour. And we can reduce emissions by asking people to change the way they travel. And it's such a powerful thing and such an empowering thing to do. And yeah, so thank you so much for being part of it. And thank you, team, for being part of it. And thank you, listeners, for being part of it. Okay, right. So let's move on to the second part of our conversation, which is looking ahead to the coming year. So let's go around again. Do you each have any plans for Flight Free 2023? And do you have any people in your wider circle, either family or friends, who you think this might be the year they come with you and sign a pledge? So let's start again with you, Evie.
So this year with the pledge, my family did actually take it with me, and we actually did a Flight Free trip to France together, which was very exciting, very, very fun. There are definitely friends who I could see taking the pledge, others who maybe would commit to at least flying less. And one of the things I really am excited for next year is one of my best friends is currently studying in Ireland, in Dublin, doing a master's, and a group of us really want to go to see her. And I've been very clear that, you know, I'm going to be doing it flight free. This is the route. If anyone wants to come on the ferry with me, please come. And I'm hoping, I've had some mixed responses, but hoping that there'll be some people on that ferry with me. And yeah, just up until the end of this year, just talking to people about the pledge and hoping that some of them will want to take it.
Excellent. Thanks, Evie. Gemma, how about you?
Yeah, so definitely got some longer journeys planned for the new year. So my friend is all over the festivals and she's sort of like, let's book some festivals. And there's one down in Portugal. And I was like, well, if we can get there by train, I'll come with you. So definitely trying to get a bit further afield. And I was inspired by, there was an article in The Guardian, I think, which was talking about traveling for longer and slower travel. So yeah, definitely trying to take on that, and maybe in my job I can work abroad for 30 days or something like that. So taking advantage of that and going somewhere longer, further afield.
Sounds amazing. Amy, how about you?
I don't have any concrete plans as of yet. I think I'll probably just sort of take the year as it comes, try and see a little bit more of the UK as well. I think in terms of friends and family, I don't know if I know anyone who's maybe quite ready to take the leap with me officially just yet. I hope I'm wrong and maybe someone will surprise me, I don't know. But I think with the conversations that we've had about holidays this year, and with me talking about the pledge and saying what I'm doing it and why I'm doing it, I think people in my circle are a little bit more aware of it. And I think if we were to plan a holiday together that involved me and other people, they would sort of be happy to look at doing it flight free. Just for example, I was talking about a trip to Ireland last year. Sadly didn't happen, but sort of always in the back of the mind and the back burner. And at the time we'd had a conversation and people were saying how sort of easy and cheap it would be to fly. And then I sort of said, oh, would you consider getting the train and the ferry? And then we sort of looked at that option. And it's kind of been left a little bit. But my dad works for a rail distribution company. And he came home from work a few months ago. And he was really excited. He was telling me about this guy that he works with and how he was going to Dublin for the weekend. And it was only going to cost him sort of 50 quid. And it was going to go all the way from Doncaster to Dublin and that was it. And it was great. So we had a conversation about that. I think that sort of got him on the grounded route a little bit. So hopefully something will come of that.
Amazing. See, there are cheap tickets out there. Okay, Lou, how about you?
So I think my mum took it this year and she'll take it again because my family don't fly either. So they'll definitely sign it. And I think I can convince my sister as well because she went on a cycling trip in France and they got the Eurostar this year. In terms of my friends, they're always like, oh, let's do all these amazing trips. Let's go to Amsterdam. Let's do this. And then they'll like follow that up with, oh, and like I can see that there's like viable train routes there. Like, so people are including that in the conversation more and more, which is brilliant. In terms of like travel next year, I'm really hoping to go interrailing with my partner. He's going to go flight free as well. So that's really exciting. Yeah, I can't wait.
And Sunita, do you want to finish us off with your thoughts on what's going to happen next year?
I feel like I've had a lot of those conversations over the last couple of years and obviously since working with the campaign and stuff. So there's lots of people that have come on board, like my partner's parents and my brother, for example, and just a couple of different friends and things and people that I think have been influenced slightly by the work I do and just the conversations that we've had. And on the whole, they've always just been conversations. Like, I really don't push anyone to take it, because I find that sometimes it can be a bit of a slow burn, but that can actually be a bit more effective. So I'll just keep ploughing on through the work that we do and trying to persuade as many people as possible to do this, because it is really great. And personally, I don't have any trips planned at all, but I also tend to be quite last minute and spontaneous, so I'm sure some will happen. But what I'm looking forward to is exploring more of the buses around the UK, because there's like some coastliner trips and things like that that just sound really awesome. And also just looking more at the ferries and the rail and sail tickets, because that's actually something that I'd like to explore more, just from one, a budgeting point of view, but two, to have more knowledge about that so we can talk about it more.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. It really helps if we on the team have personal experience of the alternatives. So you can class your rail and sail journey as work research. I think you're right about the slow burn thing. Like, you know, this is a big decision, isn't it? And it's not right for everyone at every moment in their life. So everybody comes to this when they can, and it's our job to facilitate that for people and to be there and remind people that this is an important consideration. Okay, so we're nearly done, and usually at this point in the podcast we would do destination of the month, but this month we're going to do podcast of the year. So we're going to go around the team and each pick our favorite podcast episode from 2022. So Evie, again, would you like to go first?
Oh, it feels mean choosing a favorite one when I've interviewed people. I don't want to say one of them is better than the other, but I'll just say one of the ones that I did really enjoy was the sport episode. So talking to the Olympians, Etienne Stott and Laura Baldwin, was incredible. So for any sports fans out there or just anyone interested in the campaign, it's a really inspiring episode and great to hear about all the ways that they're trying to change the way that sports runs and to make sport more environmentally friendly.
Cool. Okay, Gemma?
I think the My Hometown one, because it's just so lovely to hear about, you know, people's homes and what makes them special, and it's inspiration for further travel.
Thank you, Amy.
I really enjoyed the I think it's the Confessions of an Eco Hypocrite one with Sammy Grover. I just thought that what he said was really interesting and really useful for people who sort of want to make a change but are maybe struggling to kind of figure out where to start or how to make an impact.
Yes, absolutely agree. Okay, Lou?
Similarly difficult to pick, but I think the Greenwash and Aviation episode was a really great way for me to learn a lot more about that from Anne, and Solitaire was really great at talking about lobbying companies and how advertising works, and that was just really interesting and I'd never really thought about it in that way before.
And finally, Sunita. Oh, well, I'll go last, but Sunita?
So, yeah, I really enjoyed loads of the podcast episodes from this year, but the one called Don't Look Up, which was the February episode with climate scientist Peter Kalmus and Frenny Armstrong, who's a filmmaker, was really interesting because that was kind of just after the Don't Look Up film came out, and it's all about inspiring stories and how we can be really creative with telling stories and how we just communicate to people. And I think that's a really valuable part of the work that we do. So that one was super, super interesting, especially because it was like tapping into pop culture. And as we're reflecting on this year, of course, one of the things is like the consciousness of the climate has become so powerful. And yeah, the fact that it's in a mainstream film now, a Hollywood film with Hollywood stars, that's incredible. So that was a favorite for me.
Totally agree with you. Okay, I'm going to pick the Aviation and Wildlife episode with Dr. Jen Jones. So that was, she was talking about Liverpool Airport expansion and the effect that that has on wildlife, or generally the effect that aviation has on wildlife. And that was my favourite episode because I learned so much from it. And that's one of the great things about the campaign, of course, we're all learning all the time, but that's something that I feel like we've never really focused on. So we talk a lot about carbon emissions, you know, noise pollution, air pollution and those kinds of things. But we've never really mentioned the sort of non-carbon impacts of aviation on specifically on wildlife. And so learning how that airport affects the wildlife around in the local area. So the runway lights or the noise of the aeroplanes and the flight paths disrupting the local wildlife, and also building, if they're expanding, they're building on green belt land and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, just delving a bit more into those kinds of aspects was really fascinating. And that brings us to the end of our podcast episode and the end of our podcast series for 2022. So thank you, team. Thank you, podcast team, for this year. That's Evie and Lou. Thank you all the team for all your amazing work. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in with us every month. We'll be back next year with a new series called In Conversation With. And that will be people who were super inspired by talking about their flight-free choices and how they've made the decision they've made and what effect it's had on their life. So do join us again in January. And in the meantime, have a great Christmas and New Year. So goodbye from the whole team.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from me, and stay safe and stay grounded.
We hope you enjoyed your journey with the Flight Free podcast. Download the full series on the podcast page of our website and join us again next month for more inspirational stories and grounded adventures. You can find out more information and inspiration at flightfree.co.uk. Until next time, stay safe and stay grounded.